Thanks very much. That was called A Touch of the Hidalgo, which is kind of what I have tonight, I think. That was a tune I wrote quite a while back. And dare I mention it? Big game tomorrow, you know. Titans-Panthers.
Oh, but how in that game?
That's the one I care about. We're looking for tickets tomorrow, so if anyone playing in Charlotte tomorrow night. Needless to say, we may not be the most popular fans at that game, but...
You ready to paint your face blue and put a big red flame on your forehead like me tomorrow? If we go to the game.
Oh, Titans. Oh, I mean Panthers, sorry. Anyway, we're going to play one more tune for you. Thank you very much for coming and listening. It's a great place to play. It sounds good in here. We'll play one more and take a little break and be back for another set. And we're going to play some bluegrass tunes now. By the father of it all.
Mr. Hornpipe.
Mr. Hornpipe, right. That's right, Mr. Hornpipe wrote this. It's Monroe's Hornpipe, you know, so it must have been written by Mr. Hornpipe. Actually, we're playing two tunes. Brian is going to play a couple tunes. I'll try to stay, you know, kind of hang on for dear life and stay with him here on the accompaniment. But first tune is called Big Sandy River, which was written by Bill Monroe and Kenny Baker. I just learned by reading an album notes today. And the second tune is Monroe's Hornpipe, which could have been written by anybody, but yeah. Occasionally, so they say, band members wrote tunes that perhaps their name was not attached. Well.
You don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there. Sandy River and Monroe's Hornpipe.